You know, I've been a critic of American education for a long time now, and my wife said to me about a year ago, you know, stop grousing and go do something, go build something, go make something work. Well, I guess that was 2 years ago, and then a year and a half we started this. So, you know, sometimes you're darkness, sometimes you light a candle.
You noted in the recent issue of Hoover Digest, the longer a child stays in public school in America, the dumber the child gets relative to students in other industrialized nations. To what do you attribute that?
Drift and loss of coherence in the middle school particularly. We don't do badly up through about third or fourth grade. After that, we fall apart. We don't have agreement about what to do. And so every theory comes in, every notion from every school of education converges on the American classroom, and we get a Tower of Babel. K-12 is a coherent view of the world. It's a view of human beings as moral and spiritual beings. I think the purpose of education was well put by Robertson Davies, who said the main task of education is to save the soul and enlarge the mind, and that's what we're up to.
So in other words, it's not just to prepare citizens for work, but to prepare them for life.
Yeah, well, it's got a deep and important character component, not by preaching at kids, but by giving them the best stories, the best literature, and the important history lessons they need to learn. In terms of the character development, we obviously cannot substitute for the adults in their lives.
Bill Bennett's been my guest. He has founded K12.com. It's his new for-profit virtual education venture, and it's all referenced in this morning's Washington Times, an article entitled Bennett Offers Virtual School as Parents' Alternative. Check it out, K12.com. Bill Bennett, thanks so much for squeezing us into your very busy day.
Thank you, Adam.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm Adam McManus.